Hi, from Experiment Nation, my name is Romel Santiago, and welcome to Experiment Nation The Conference Reloaded, a series where we share some of the best sessions from our most recent conference. This week, we have Bithika Mehra and her session titled Women in Experimentation, What Holds Us Back? Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to my session on Women in Experimentation, What Holds Us Back? Before I dive in, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am in the digital optimization team at Mayo Clinic, and previously I have led experimentation efforts at Fender and Stamps.com. I was a jury member for the Experimentation Culture Awards in 2021. I also blog on all things experimentation on Medium, and finally I publish the weekly buzz for experimentation. I'd love to connect with you, so find me on LinkedIn, Medium, and you have my email address here as well. This session is for women in experimentation and those working with them. And the inspiration for exploring this topic came when I was on the Experimentation Culture Awards 2021 jury. Only 4 out of 15 finalists were female. So there were discussions around how to have a more diverse representation in future. Coincidentally, at the time, I was also reading Playing Big, a book by Tara Moore. And the book really got me thinking that addressing how we approach our work as experimenters, we as women, it may be more effective than getting special preference or reservations as a way for encouraging us to submit our nominations for awards or even speaking at conferences. So in this session, I will be covering some of these habits which could potentially be holding us women back. You may or may not relate to these, but the hope is that this session helps you understand others that you're working with. Especially if you're managing women, this session will help you identify patterns that make women play smaller. The first one is fear. How many times have you been gripped by paralyzing fear before presenting a bold idea? Chances are one too many times. Pounding heart, sweaty palms, those are body's reactions to a perceived threat which helped us survive in prehistoric times. Triggered fight or flight. But in today's day and age, is this an appropriate reaction when we are placed in uncomfortable situations? And uncomfortable situations that involve some fear of rejection. Not quite, it's definitely an overreaction. Tara Moore, in her book, talks about the Hebrew Bible defining two types of fear. The first one is pahar, which is the overreactionary fear for the worst outcome, which activates escape or avoidance. Notice the words, overreactionary fear for the worst outcome, activating escape or avoidance. The second type of fear is yirah. And yirah is the fear we feel when we suddenly find ourselves inhabiting a larger space than we are used to. Again, notice the phrase, inhabiting a larger space. There is a sense of opportunity and excitement mixed into this type of fear. So how does this apply to experimentation? Many times, we as experimenters do inhabit a larger space than we are used to. It could be that we are presenting some bold ideas and opportunities, offering a fresh perspective, or even shining light on a problem that no one had discovered earlier. We also possess a deep understanding of customers drawing on multiple data sources, whether qualitative research, quantitative data, or even past testing results. We also bring objectivity to discussions by staying focused and keeping others focused on the customer and business problem at hand, rather than giving into unbridled creativity. So what do you do? Learn to embrace your Ra and quiet Pahar. Learn to distinguish between the two fears. Learn to recognize your Ra and get comfortable with that feeling of playing big. Quiet Pahar by questioning what do you really fear and why. Habits. A question that irked me for a while has been, why is it that girls outperform boys in school, but the equation flips in the corporate world? And in her book, Tara Moore points to some unhelpful habits we pick up along the way as a way to possibly explain this. And I'll go into some of them that I found particularly relevant to this topic. Pleasing authority figures. We learn how to please authority figures such as our teachers. We learn to give them what they want to get good grades, which works very well in school. However, we are not incentivized to challenge and influence their opinions. In experimentation, this habit manifests into running ideas that hippos or loudest voices in the room support. And while you do want to engage your stakeholders, you still have a job to do. And chances are that many times we also fail to recognize our own authority on a topic. Overpreparation. Working hard in preparation is the main strategy for doing well. That's what we learn. So we prepare and overprepare, dotting our I's and crossing our T's. We also develop this need or this obsession to have all the answers. We tend to focus outside for answers, always needing more information, more research, more education. What this does is it slows us down as we waste precious time perfecting our analysis. This habit shows up when we spend endless hours building a rock-solid case for testing something or reviewing emails before sending. Humility is celebrated. We learn to let our work do the talking instead of seeking visibility and recognition. I've heard countless women talk about loving what they do, but not quite enjoying presenting or getting in the limelight. We don't talk about our accomplishments, and then we don't feel our work is worthy of recognition. We're always quick to give credit to everyone else but ourselves. And probably this explains why there were no women finalists in the individual category of the Experimentation Culture Awards. All of the women finalists were in the teams category. If this, then that. We tend to tell ourselves limiting stories about sequencing. That we have to follow a certain path. There are no shortcuts to success. And this habit shows up in the context of experimentation when we don't evangelize or talk about our experimentation program at our organizations till we have some wins under our belt. So what do? Spend time on influencing and changing opinions. Instead of focusing all your time on preparing, spend some time on what your goal is from a meeting or a presentation and the best way to achieve it. Take some time to figure out who you need to influence and what matters to them. This will help you work effectively with hippos and speak their language.
This episode is brought to you by LiftMap. LiftMap is an experimentation project management software designed to help you manage every aspect of your testing program. The LiftMap team is currently offering Experiment Nation listeners 10% off. Visit liftmap.com/podcast to learn more and book a free demo.